Hi, I'm Jason. I'm an addict. And walking into town tonight with my friend, I said, right, we're going to go and sit in the soft chairs and, you know, and just relax. And, you know, I looked at the time and I kind of see Dean sort of creeping over to me. I thought, something's going to happen, you know, something's happening here. And he went, can you do the chair, Jason? I was about to go, Dean, I can't do a chair, I'm doing one tomorrow. But, you know, I just thought, oh, please don't ask me. But it's cool, you know, and you know, the readings have kind of helped me sort of settle down, because before the readings, I was sitting here, my fucking chest was pounding. You know, I felt really anxious, you know, kind of, you know, a bit scared, you know, kind of a bit on top. And, you know, I feel a little bit calmer. And my experience is that I know when I open my mouth, you know, and start talking, things sort of settle down, and, you know, whatever comes out is absolutely all right. And also he kind of, you know, just to let you know that he went, I've forgotten what your name is, you know, as well. And then went, is it okay if I can record you? I said, fucking, you don't even know what my name is, you can do whatever you like. It's a privilege to sit up here, and I'm really grateful to NA, you know, you hear it a lot, you know, NA saved my life. It definitely saved my life. You know, I came here, a lot's happened in the, you know, especially in the last 5 years, but I came here about around 13 years old ago, when we was upstairs, when this meeting had just started and we was upstairs. And, you know, I was pretty beaten, but, you know, there's a couple of people here who kind of, you know, I had the kind of willingness, you know, I was done. You know, I'd spent a long time out there using and had never really stopped. You know, I'd spent a long time in, you know, a lot of time in and out of prison in my using, and, you know, coming out going, I'm never going to do that again, and, you know, and either using through sentences or just coming out and, you know, picking up where I left off. And I came from a good family. You know, my family were hardworking people. They're not addicts. They're not dysfunctional. You know, they've got their stuff. And I say, but, you know, in recovery, all of my family have passed away pretty recently as well. My mum passed away in June after kind of a long kind of, a lot of, you know, health issues. And, you know, just before that, my sister passed away and my dad passed away 5 years ago. And, you know, I was there for all of them, you know, not my sister because she was in America, but, you know, I was there when we got the phone call, and I was sitting, when my mum was, you know, sitting on the sofa with my mum when my mum took the phone call. And, you know, if I was using, you know, I don't turn up for anything. I'm not seen. I only kind of come and see what I can get off of you. And so, you know, in a nutshell, the last 5 years have been a little bit of a blur in recovery. You know, I've kind of spent a lot of time in hospitals, a lot of time organising carers, dealing with all the stuff that brings, police stuff being tried, you know, bank accounts being attempted to have my money, mum's money taken out. I've kind of, you know, dealing with doctors who wanted to send my mum home when she couldn't even, you know, she'd had another stroke and couldn't walk. And, you know, I became my mum's voice, you know, and, you know, for that, you know, I am really grateful to, you know, for NA and the people who kind of, you know, when I came here, who kind of, you know, who saw that I could win, is who kind of nurtured me. And, you know, I know I'm kind of jumping around, you know, in them, in that first 40 something days, I kind of managed to stop taking my script and get clean in the rooms, you know. And, you know, and I went to a lot of meetings, you know, 2 or 3 meetings a day. And at the time, my mum would, you know, she'd sort of eke out my dole money and go, there's a travel card, there's some sandwiches. And I just got out of my area, which is over in South, on the edge of South London. And I'd come up the West End and I'd do lots of meetings and hang out with people. And, you know, and at the time I had a court case outstanding, and you know, it was always quite, you know, because everyone would go like, oh, you're going to be all right, and I kind of, part of me knew that, you know, the long kind of a lot of previous, I thought, yeah, it's not actually going to be all right, but you know, in hindsight now, it's going to, you know, it was all right. And you know, I'd managed to get myself a sponsor. You know, Paul Gills, he passed away. You know, great guy. He kind of passed away a few years back. Who, who kind of, you know, came up and visited me. He'd, you know, lots of people who met me in that 40-something days wrote to me in that couple of years I was in prison, and kind of, you know, just kept kind of, you know, encouraging me to kind of, you know, keep going to the meeting, you know, carry the message. That was weird, you know, after, you know, a month or so, and then people would go, carry the message, Jason. I'd go, yeah, what message is that? And they'd go, you're clean. You know, and people had kind of travelled with their work abroad, and, you know, my friend Gareth, who's a photographer, you know, he'd take a picture of, like, I'd go, I'm 90 days, but there's no key rings, so he'd take a picture of it and photocopy it and send it in. And even the, you know, the... you know, the prison officers, they knew me from, you know, it was a local prison, so they knew me. And then they'd go like, who are all these people writing? You know, lots of letters came, a lot of, you know, someone said it once to me, they said the love came in through the bars, and that's what happened, you know. And I went to that meeting in there, you know, and I spent a lot, you know, that was funny, you know, I was really angry. I didn't have a programme, I was just clean and crazy. And I spent a lot, you know, and I really played up in there, and I knew how to kind of, you know, get what I wanted. And a lot of the time I wanted to be left alone, so I'd end up in the segregation unit, and I'd phone up Paul, and I'd go, I'm back in here again, Paul, and this is going to happen now. And I, you know, and I'd be raging, it go, you're in the right place. And I'd look at the phone and go, what the fuck am I right now? But to be honest, you know, I some people come in and they go off to treatment. You know, I probably could have done with going off to treatment, but you know, I kind of fucking, you know, all I had was being clean. Everything else, you know, I hadn't seen my kids for a few years. You know, I'd made a right mess of my life, and you know, in the early part of my years, and the chair's too short, I had some real opportunities, and addiction robbed me of that. And you know, 1 o'clock forward, I came out, and you know, I came to meetings, and someone gave me a chance, and you know, offered me. They just said, "Do you want to do some work?" And I said, "Yeah," and I still do that work today. And for someone who made a real mess of their life, you know, to be able, you know, I work for myself. I don't think I could work for anyone else, and I work alone a lot of the time, which I like. You know, this is, you kind of, you know, if you come, kind of find what works for you. And you know, my kids have been back in my life for a while now. That my twins are 22, my daughter travels the world, my son's graduated uni, you know, he's doing his master's, he's got a job. You know, we get on, but I find him quite difficult. You know, I love hanging out with my, you know, it's like the addict. I see them like the addict, you know. I'm like, you know, Joey's lovely, I love him, but I remember my mum saying to me once, I love you, but I can't stay here. And I'm a little bit like that with my son at the minute. You know, I find him quite difficult, and I mean, he's nowhere near what I was like. And so what I'm trying to say in a nutshell, how long have I got?
6 minutes.
6 minutes. Recovery, you know, if you give it time, it heals stuff. It heals families. And I really believe, you know, everyone falls out different. You know, the steps help, but I really feel that people fall out at different times. You know, sometimes you need to go and have outside to start, you know, go and have some therapy. I've had bits of therapy, probably could do with some at the minute. Over the lot, you know, some grief counselling. You know, I keep saying it, I haven't actually done it. It's an action. Sometimes I can say I need to do something. You know, it's good to kind of sometimes just say that stuff, because I end up getting bored of saying it and I go and fucking do it. Do you know what I mean? And other things I can just do like that now. You know, you know, I've just kind of come and I've kind of thrown, you know, in the beginning, or, you know, in that, you know, while I'd done that prison sentence, I took the meeting and this is something that happened. Some guy came in who had like 8 years. He'd used, you know, obviously got arrested, and he came in and I remember him saying, I'll never forget, he said, there's no cutting corners with this program. And I never forget him saying that. And it's true, you know, at 7 years old, I wasn't going to many meetings. My dad had passed away. And I just broke up with someone who I really can't, you know, she's in recovery, she's still in recovery. At that time, we just needed to be separate, and it really hurt. And I'd stopped sharing, and I had all this stuff built up in me, and I used for 2 days. I used for 2 days, and it went, you know, the first day I got really drunk. I was drinking with a neighbour upstairs who went, slow down. I went, I've got a lot of catching up to do. And the next morning, you know, and a friend from recovery came and got me that night, said, you're not going to do anything silly, Joseph. I said, no. And in the morning, you know, a new sofa was being delivered, and I said to someone else on my street, I said, can you get this bit again? He went, you're in recovery. I said, yeah, not today, I'm not. And I was back on the smack within 2 days. But what I'd done, I went to meetings both those days, and like on the third or fourth day, I kind of just had that kind of moment that I thought, if I use today, it's all going to go badly wrong. And I just done what I did in the early days. I went to lots of meetings, slowed my work right down, went to lots of meetings, and, you know, accumulated some time, and I think I was bad with it. I think in June, I'm like 6 years. So, you know, a day at a time, but, you know, I mean, if, you know, I've kind of, you know, I've just, you know, I don't have a perfect program, but I've done, you know, I help people in the program, you know, I've got some experience of going through the steps, you know, I do service, and I come to meetings, sometimes I come to a lot, and sometimes I don't come to as many, but what I've learned to do in recovery is that if I've got stuff going on, or just those close people around me, my sponsor, my close friend, you know, just talk about stuff. You know, I've learned from that relapse that if I let things build up, then I'm probably, you know, necessarily, you know, but from my experience, it got painful. And, you know, it took me 20-odd years to get to recovery. You know, I don't really want to, you know, I just want to... you know, again, as I learned from that relapse, and I don't know. I don't know. Kind of. You know, for someone who's, you know, both my parents, my dad on his deathbed said the best thing he ever done was go to meetings. My mum, literally the same thing, a couple of days before she passed away, said the best thing you've done was go to those meetings, you know, and in their honour, you know, and I want to keep coming, you know, because if I don't come to meetings, if I, you know, I don't have the good life I have, and if you're new around, stick around, and, you know, this is life-changing, life-saving stuff here, and I'll leave it there.
Thank you. Thank you.